This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and I am bringing you an emotionally charged episode today to break my hiatus. Today is going to be the rebirthday episode. If you didn't know, I got shot with a bullet, with violence, 6 years ago. And it was a freak situation. I guess not really freak, but it was like I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And every year around the anniversary, I make a video and or a podcast to celebrate life, because I think while we celebrate birthdays, we often forget to make a choice to re-enter our lives. And that day, I almost lost my life. So on the anniversary, I remind myself to live extra hard. So I'm going to read you a piece I wrote on the rebirthday, and I am going to try not to cry. I'll probably cry, though.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
While running today, it hit me. I almost lost the ability to do this exact thing 6 years ago. In the blink of an eye, I was nearly paralyzed with a bullet whose wrath pierced through the back of the trunk, the back seat, and through my flesh. It made its way to my muscle, just shy of my spinal cord, where meat encased the intruder, who has now become a bonus piece of my body. It's a souvenir from a trip down memory lane, both literally and figuratively. I was shot down the street I should have been raised on in Rio. It was a normal night, but with one turn down a tree-lined street, the men pointing guns at us had another ending in mind. They wanted to rob the next car coming down the road. We were the unlucky passengers. But won the lotto, considering we're all still alive, with the only damage being a Swiss cheese-looking car and a bullet in my back. 6 years ago, I took it all for granted. I basked in the bliss of naive entitlement to forever. Or at least a long time. I argued with people I cared about and held on to childlike feelings that regressed my wisdom into a loop of comfort. I liked being upset, pouting like a toddler waiting to be cared for. Sometimes I acted childish just to see how long it would take for someone to nurture me. Most times I had to nurture myself. When the bullet pierced me, life's fragility immediately seeped into my body, making all those little arguments and games seem like a disgrace to the precious moments I had. What a waste to willingly give minutes of life into negativity's greedy hands. 6 years ago, laughter was redefined. There's no richer joy than realizing you're still alive and able to cackle. I lay horizontally staring up at the whiteness of the ceiling tiles, in awe that I escaped death by a millimeter, a millisecond. The blank ceiling was the perfect canvas for me to replay my entire 25 years of life. And in that moment, I was glowing with gratitude that I had a few seconds, minutes, hours more. What a blessing it would be to have one more day, one more week, one more month, and how damn lucky would I be if I was gifted one entire more year. The nurses came in to pick shards of glass from the left side of my head. And I cracked a joke that I was a grown woman who didn't want to pee in a diaper. We giggled as if they were braiding my hair at a sleepover. And I finally started to pee. I didn't die, so I'm gonna have a good time, was my response when they told me to relax because it looked like I was having way too much fun. 6 years ago, I made a pact to myself that I would honor the day I got shot as my rebirth day, because while we all have a birthday, we're not actively choosing to re-enter our lives. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Violence is a bitch. It disrupts peace in seconds, redefining reality altogether. We can never unlive terror. We become something new. Our shattered pieces slowly fuse back together with glue of gratitude. You're no longer the same. You're a rich mosaic of life or death. In a near-death experience, the desire to survive is so poignant, it tastes like iron in the mouth. Your eyes open wider, and time slows down as you cling on to every breath, hoping you get to keep breathing. Your heart is both your friend and your foe. Its thumps remind you you're still alive, but threaten to kill you by beating too fast. None of this physiological response is a logical choice. It's survival. We need life. And yet so many of us live numb. We forget what a gift it is to breathe. To laugh. To cry. To feel. It's deep and human and magnificent. 6 years ago, I told myself I would never forget life's gravity. No matter how busy or how insatiable my appetite is for success, none of it would matter if I wasn't here to begin with. So I choose to celebrate by honoring life and reminding myself to appreciate the little things, to inhale a little more intentionally, and exhale more deliciously. I get chills when I run sometimes, just thinking about how happy I am I get to. You get to live life. What a brilliant concept. And while it's not always joyful, we stress, burn out, get hurt, it's still worth living. And if you're alive, there's a high likelihood you've experienced pain. But even bad things carry beauty. They show you the depths of your emotional spectrum. We are all lucky to be here. To be sharing the space and time in this wacky history of mankind together. My rebirthday wish is for all of us to take a moment of appreciation for even being here. Your very existence is something worth celebrating. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm still here too. And that is it for the day. Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, rate it 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram at NotYourAverageJoePod and my personal account at Joe_Franco. I have tons of really amazing projects coming up. I've taken a hiatus from the podcast, but we're back in full swing with a mix of interviews, my writing, and this is going to be a living memoir podcast because I realize there is no writing genre that can encapsulate what I'm doing. It's a little bit more than a journal entry and a little bit less than an actual memoir until I publish my real memoir. So for these episodes, you'll be journeying with me as I write bits and pieces of sections that'll likely end up in my memoir. And you get to shape it with me. How cool is that? Thank you again for listening. I'm very happy to be here, really, and I'm happy you're here too. And even if you're going through a challenging time, take a minute of gratitude that you're here. Like, you get to experience challenge because you get to grow. How dope is that? Am I too much of an optimist? The other thing that I always think about is like, we didn't get to choose to be here. And since we're here, we might as well enjoy it. So, there you go. That is it. Shoot me a DM with what you thought about this episode and what you want to see next on the pod. I'm always looking at your messages. I appreciate you all so much, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.